Who would Al-Qaeda vote for? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've been given another glimpse into the terrorist mind. This time, it's House Speaker Dennis Hastert saying that Al-Qaeda terrorists may launch another terrorist attack to swing the November election to John Kerry. I quote the news dispatch, quote, Hastert said he thinks Al-Qaeda operatives would attempt terrorist strikes to try to disrupt the November 2nd election and sway voters toward Democrat John Kerry, unquote. Now, the Speaker of the House would not make this kind of thing up. Perhaps he's privy to some terrorist chatter, or he's seen satellite photos of Al-Qaeda training camps with Kerry yard signs out front. I don't know, but I'm going to withhold judgment on the credibility of these claims until Colin Powell assembles the evidence and tells us for sure who Al-Qaeda wants for president. But I will say that if this is true, Al-Qaeda must be stupider than we think, because the latest polls show that when it comes to security, a majority of Americans think George W. Bush is the stronger candidate, which implies that if there were, God forbid, another attack, it wouldn't swing the election to Kerry at all. It would swing it to Bush, which, according to Speaker Hastert, is exactly what Al-Qaeda doesn't want. So if Al-Qaeda is as smart as everyone says and they really wanted Kerry elected, they would take note of the polls and make absolutely certain they did not attack before November 2nd. Unless John Kerry is not their candidate after all. But I'm sure we have highly sophisticated drones right now gathering snapshots of their bumper stickers to tell us for sure. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.